So I just got the opportunity of a lifetime. Legacy is what it's all about for me. I'm so grateful. I just got an opportunity to give creative content strategy advice to Gloria Mayfield Banks, who is most known for being the number one sales in Mary Kay, number one person. Sherry, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hey, let me take my
phone. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, my bad. Wait.
That's the wrong thing.
Okay. I was trying to get you in my ears. There we go.
I got some flavor in your ears.
Right.
Flavor in your ears.
How many hits did he have?
I don't
know. In your opinion.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Just that one.
Flavor in your ear. And I think Flavor in Your Ear remix. But that, I am a huge Craig Mack fan of that one song. Boy.
Right.
Oh, man. So, I'm just so grateful. I'm really, really grateful. I'm telling you, I don't take things lightly. I am really, really grateful because, like I was saying, I value what I know. And at this point, it is at like a high level of confidence and it keeps growing every day. And so, I know that what I know is valuable, but it means a lot to be able to give advice to a person who has accomplished so much in life. But like I was saying, to really still bring something to the table for them. I mean, that's honestly like gold to me. Like it's priceless to me.
Yes.
It's priceless. Like, yo, I can, like, just to be able to say, yes, here's a person who's had this level of success, and I helped them with something with regard to their career or the movement in their life. So, yeah, that was really an honor. So I thought about something. I thought about when you asked me, you were like, are you writing any of this down? And I was like, no, it was all in my head. And I was like, I realized what my formula is. Like, my formula is, like, if you give me the opportunity to just sit down and listen to a person speak, like just be a listener, so I can understand how they speak, how they think, what lights them up, you know, what doesn't, what way they flow. If you give me the ability to do that, and alone, I'm already off into the races. But if you do that and give me a little weed too, and I listen. You give me some weed and the ability to sit and listen to a person, and I don't even need to take notes. I just need to listen to a person, record the shit, and vape in the process, and I can give you the keys of life.
That's hilarious.
Could you imagine me as an old man with that same kind of thing? Like,
oh my god, like, yeah, right? You're gonna be your dad. That's what's gonna happen. Oh gosh.
Oh my god, yo, that's so funny. So yeah, I just was really, really grateful that it just all resonated with it. And I'm gonna tell you, this is the answer to why I'm studying psychotherapy. It's the answer to why I've it made the most sense in the next level of me being a communicator and an experience creator. Like I'm just like, I'm listening to her, and I just appreciate being able to use different ways of communicating to reinforce things, like how, you know, I was continuing to reinforce that she was the definition of what she was trying to define. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She is the definition, and for her to be able to hear that. And then even just work, be like, okay, wow, yeah, I see it. And then to come back to it again later and then highlight it again, and then the quote, like, hit it again. Like, I mean, I just know what we just did for a person who is a brilliant thinker in her own right. And that just, it's like coaching Michael Jordan. It's like right. Literally coaching Jordan and being like, yeah, like, this is crazy. You're Michael Jordan already. And yet,
right. Like, or like Kobe.
Right. Just like Kobe. Man. So that was a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm just really, really grateful to you. For if it weren't for you, like, I couldn't even have the opportunity to participate in something like that. But yeah, that's a highlight for me. I mean, she's out of all the people that I've talked to and given advice. I mean, you know, by all means, I mean, she's the person that's had the most, like, on paper success, you know, in that form of finance, as well as deep success just in her own, like, happiness. You know, I tell you, the most fun with this was literally giving permission, because she's already been being Gloria Mayfield Banks. Like, whoo!
And if you were listening to her, it wasn't that she lacked the confidence. She just wasn't sure what direction to go in.
Right.
So, hold on. 100%.
100%.
I'm hungry as hell.
Me too. That's why I'm out here driving. Plus, I need to get out.
Out here in these streets.
In these 34-degree streets. This guy, so I was...
It's like, I think it's like 40-something here today.
Okay. So the gig I was telling you about, I just got up the phone and the guy, we were talking, and I was, you know, still willing to do the opportunity for him. And so we were talking everything, but it was funny because, like, I was like, all right, let's take it from the top so I can go ahead and get the details, because it'll be in the next couple hours, you know, so I want to go ahead and get rolling. So I was like, all right, first off, I don't want to, even if certain questions are obvious, I'm just going to ask them anyway, just so I can make sure I don't miss anything. And that way I can get it as fast as possible. So, like, all right, first obvious thing, but this is inside. Is this inside or outside? Inside, right? And he's like, oh, no, it's not inside. It's outside. I was like,
it's an event he wanted you to play at.
Well, what it was his wife's birthday. So it was going to be a birthday, like, surprise with my trio. And but all bricks came to a screeching halt when he said outside, because I was like, oh, wait a minute, let me check this weather. I was like, it's 34.
So is he gonna have heated tents at least?
Well, he said that, like, he had this fireplace kind of deal, but still, in 34 though, that's still
it's still cold.
Yeah, it's still a bit too cold. So he's like, oh yeah, that's right, you know, now that you say that, he's like, maybe when it gets warmer. I was like, yeah.
Y'all think?
Right. But, I am.
I've been out for 2 days. I just realized that.
You said what?
I don't think I've been out the house since Wednesday.
Yeah. So
it's dark there. Or is your windows just tinted?
Well, the back, what is this? Do you have a radio outside of his car?
That's some old school shit.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yo, I got a phone box. Oh my god, get the fuck out of my way. Yes.
No, he don't.
Oh,
no, he don't.
Oh, I promise you, I would not be screaming like this, yo. Oh my god, I gotta follow this dude. Oh my god,
he got a boombox.
Yo, he has a radio on top of his car, yo. I was like, yo, because at first, hold up, yo, I gotta get around these motherfuckers. Get out the way. Hold up, yo, where's my camera? How you turn this shit around? Oh, this is too comical.
You're ridiculous. I can't believe you.
Yo, this is funny, yo. I'm not lying. I can't make this shit up, yo.
Where are you going?
I can't make this shit up. Look, hey. Yo, look.
Megan, hello? Okay, she so didn't see me. Thank you.
Hi.
Are you going to get the mail?
Yeah.
Well, I got it. You want to carry it? No, it's for Brittany, of course.
I was going to do my inside serenade. I was going to do it on both Clubhouse as well as Facebook.
Right.
Because I was going to try out. I was going to try out my interface to see if I can use my second phone. I downloaded Clubhouse on there. I was going to see if I could connect my interface to it and if the sound comes through like really, really clearly. Because if it does, then I just hit it big. Because then what I'm gonna do.
I'm ready when you are. I'm listening, babe.
Because if it does work, then what I'm gonna do is connect it to the interface, and then I have my headphones on. I can hear the piano. I have my voice coming through my microphone, and then you frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it just cleared up.
Okay,
I was gonna do that, and then Facebook live stream. And especially because now they got the setting, they now working with it where they have the settings starting to be, they have the settings for music now. You've seen that.
Hold on, Aaron. Do you mind if I get something to eat first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just really hungry. Oh, maybe that's your package. Well, nobody's in the office. It should be unlocked. Aaron.
So yes, it is darker here than it is there.
I see.
Yeah. I'll show you my front. This is in front of me.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it got darker there earlier.
Yep, you are. You got a front row seat to the equator.
all right, so what I'm gonna do is go get me something to eat, and we're gonna go take Megan to the grocery store.